Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change.
Youth people from various countries across the Africa continent gather in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, for the Global EthCOAST Tactic. The event brought together youth engaged in climate-related work, along with African and Latin America climate youth networks, in the headquarters of the United Nations Economy Commission for Africa. Brasilia COP30 youth climate champion Marcelo Oliveira highlighted the strength and leadership of youth in the debate. According to her, the meeting in Addis Ababa, the cradle of humanity, symbolizes the essential role of new generations in building solutions to the climate crisis.
She said,
we discussed not only expectations for COP30, but also for the climate justice debate. The expectation is that the climate justice debate will increasingly reflect perspectives from the Global South, starting at COP30, driving climate education, visibility, and opportunities. And this will also drive a more real debate, a debate about implementation. Enough talk, it's time for action. And those who grasp this reality are precisely those facing the disproportionate consequences of climate change every day. The expectation was clear. A successful COP30 benefits everyone, and that's what we're going to achieve.
The agenda in Africa held a special symbolic significance. Not only did it bring together young people from various countries, but it also highlighted Africa's strong presence at a time when the continent is demanding climate justice. Proposals discussed included green jobs, adaptation strategies, the integration of climate and security, and effective communication strategies to combat disinformation. For Ms. Siham Ahmed, an Ethiopia activist from EcoJustice Ethiopia, discussing the climate crisis without including the voices of young people is equivalent to ignore the majority of the continent's population.
Ethiopia, more than 70% are the youth. And coming back to Africa, as we know, like, there are a lot of the youth, and more than half are the youth in Africa. It's very obvious and important that we need to be able to include the role of and the voice of the youth in every policy that we do, not only as a country, but also as a continent as well.
Kenyan environmentalist and Global EthCOAST Tactic co-lead Ms. Wanjira Matai stressed that youth must be recognized not only as a promise for the future, but as active leaders in the present. For her, youth engagement is decisive, since it is the new generations who will face the most severe impacts of the climate crisis.
Young people are not just a category. These are the leaders. And so it's really important that we all get around the fact that they are the ones who will face the worst impacts of climate, and that we have an obligation to leave a legacy of effort, a legacy of fairness, and a legacy that shows that we did our part.
The Global EthCOAST Tactic is one of the circles created by the Brazilian COP30 presidency to bring global leaders from different sectors closer together. In addition to regional dialogues, such as those held in this week in Addis Ababa, self-organized meetings are a core part of this strategy. Anyone, individual, organization, or social movement can organize their own debate following the guide available on the official COP30 website, with information of COP30, Bárbara Menezes and Rebecca Rodrigues.
Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change, a Brazilian presidency partnership of COP30 with the government radio agency. For more information, visit cop30.br.